Pleased to welcome in Hector, Trish, and Amber joining us on behalf of the Cedar Room downtown North Platte. Guys, it's been a couple of weeks, so glad to see you back in the studio.
Hello, glad to be here.
Yes, yes. Hector, you got to pull your mic up just a little bit closer.
Oh my gosh, there we go. I'm an amateur.
Well, there's a first time for everything, right?
Right, absolutely.
Now, Cinco de Mayo quickly approaching, Trish, and we're going to be celebrating at the Cedar Room, of course.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Hector's inspired us to try a new dish. We were thinking tacos or nachos, and he said, try this carne guisada.
Yeah,
did I say it right? Carne guisada.
Guisada,
and
yeah.
I said, carne asada? No, guisada. Carne asada? No, guisada.
Yeah.
That's different. So, yeah, we're gonna try that, and I think folks are going to like it. The kids are excited to roll that out, so that'll be good.
We're just talking about off the air, Hector. This yes. is a very popular dish in the Texas area.
Yes, in South Texas. So obviously, I'm from Texas, right? Mm-hmm. So super popular down there. There's a lot of hunting as well, exotic animals like nilgai and things like that. People for fundraisers and everything. It's carne guisada, right? It is a tongue twister. You know, if you say it too fast, but the flavors are very deep and rich, and it's just a beautiful dish. And so excited to debut it here in the North Platte area, and hopefully people like it. Come out and try it.
So what kind of dish is it? Tell us what the folks could expect.
So essentially, if one would think, if like I was telling Trish, if I had to explain it, I'd explain it like a beef and tips.
Okay.
Or tips and noodles is
yep,
is
tips and gravy, beef tips and gravy.
So it's a brown gravy, but it's very savory. It's a very slow process. It's braised, essentially. It's just a delicious dish. You know, for us, it's something that takes me home. It's we talk about soul food from the South. This is soul food from South Texas.
A little bit of comfort food?
A little bit, yes.
I like it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so hopefully people enjoy it, and if they do, then we'll bring it back with more frequency, and we'll go from there.
Awesome. And something like this, Amber, what would you recommend drinking with it, although nothing's going to go bad with it?
Well, tequila,
obviously. Tequila.
I'm just going to come
go
out with
the obvious.
We're not going to mess around here. I've got a really fun Cinco de Mayo, just specific drink menu that we're going to roll out for that evening. And we'll probably run that drink menu the whole week and maybe the week after, just because those tequila drinks sometimes get often overlooked, but they are just so layered with flavor. And, you know, our mixologists just do a great job bringing out the flavors of the smokiness of the tequila. There's so many layers of tequila. A lot of people in this area are so stuck on bourbons, which is great. But, you know, tequilas also have so many layers of flavor and so much stuff you can do with them. You can make it a savory drink. You can make it a sweet drink. You can, you know, you can sip on them. They're just great. So I'm really excited for this. It's pretty heavy on the tequila as far as the cocktails go, but there's also some mezcal in there as well. So there's, you know, a sweeter, I would say, like the Dreamsicle margarita. People were loving that. It's just like an orange Dreamsicle. There's a new one called Strawberry Fields, which is a little bit on the sweet and savory side. It has a cilantro and black pepper syrup in it, along with some fresh strawberry. So just lots of flavors going on that cocktail menu just for, you know, our Cinco de Mayo celebration. So
when you say tequila, some folks either come running to the bar or go running for the hills.
Right. Don't be afraid.
I mean, that's part of the experience with the Cedar Room is you have the professional mixologist there. This isn't going to be your college tequila by any means.
Right.
That's exactly right, Tristan. You took the words right out of the mouth. It's like us listening to Amber. It's like tequila in the right hands is a beautiful cocktail.
Yes.
You can, you know, a lot of people have bad experience, but shame on you for drinking when you were young.
Yeah, too much.
And they associate
they
with that bad
moderation.
Tequila, right?
Yeah. Right.
They associate with that cheaper tequila, but as you know, at the Cedar Room, we start minimally mid-tier with our tequilas and then just go up. So a lot of people accuse us of not even putting alcohol in our cocktails, but
second or third one,
they're like gone.
I would agree with that because I'm by nature, I'm just not naturally a drinker.
Uh-huh.
And I will taste these and I can't.
Where's the alcohol?
Always taste.
Yes.
I mean, they are so darn good.
Yeah. I've sat at the bar dozens of times or sat down and eaten and I think there's no alcohol in this. And I go to stand up and oh no, there was.
Well, yesterday Sam and Amber, we were talking and stuff and they were crafting a cocktail a blueberry smash.
Right, a blueberry
smash. That was so good, too.
Really? good.
Which was good. And then I was how about we put this liquor in it instead? And it just turned it up a notch. So it's just great to have such knowledge behind the bar, and we all work well together. I might bring an idea to the table, and then somebody might be like, let's tweak it and do this and that. So it's always a labor of love when we do bring out a new cocktail, because it's always something that numerous people have had their hands in and given their ideas, and everybody's just so open and
it's a
helpful.
It's
right? Great.
It's a collaboration. It is.
Just to really bring the best product to our guests.
It's like watching a group of scientists work together on a project in a number of ways.
Pretty much. It's a great collaboration, not only in the front of the house, but also in the back of the house.
Yeah.
A lot of our dishes are a combination of everybody. Yeah. Everybody has input. Everybody has a voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we really love that about it, our team.
And it's more than just mixing alcohol, because Amber came to me a couple days ago and says, I need to seep these spices. I need these spices, and I need to seep them. What do you have? I said, I've got cheesecloth and butcher string. And we made these little sachets. Yes. She made these little sachets with the spices, and that went into mulling, and it was
I walked around there amazing. Like a little troll with my potions.
So
goes into, Trish, you can speak this probably better than anybody, that this is a real unique atmosphere. How is it set apart from the other places you've worked?
Oh, wow. Everything else has just been so commercial, and just regulated and rules. And this is just, like you said, sometimes we kind of feel like a mad scientist a little bit. It's like, let's try this. Let's try that. Add this. Add that. And I mean, it is a collaboration. And I'll take a recipe to the kids and say, hey, look at this. What do you think? And there's, what if we add this? Wow, what if we do? What if we add a little cardamom? Oh, wow. And then it's like, oh, my gosh, this is something we didn't even know we were going to care for. And all of a sudden, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And amazing. As Amber, with a labor of love, it's sometimes you forget that it's work. And sometimes you can't believe it, but you get paid to do it.
I know. Yeah. It's the best job in the world. Yeah. I really
careful, good
answer.
Mom, so
good answer.
Oh, yes. Best job I get paid for.
Okay, there we go.
It's more than cooking, it's crafting.
Yeah,
it's crafting.
It's definitely an art form, and I take a lot of pride in it, and we all do. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Hector, that creativity, you and BJ encourage it throughout the entire establishment.
Yeah, BJ and I really give them free rein. We're not afraid of mistakes, because we all make them.
Mistakes is what Bob Ross would call
them. But it's one of those things that, we tried the fava bean a while ago.
Yep.
It didn't go well. I loved them, but I'm Mexican. I loved them. That was something that didn't work out very well. So, hey, we tried it. We can say we tried it. Mm-hmm. Off it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very delicious dish again. But
it might have been a dish before its time.
Yes,
you know, 2 years down the road, it may trend and it might trend.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yep. So, BJ and I have always encouraged the team to really, and sometimes we push. A lot of times they ask for input, and the ladies will tell you I'm not shy about giving input.
Mm-hmm. Hector, shy? Who would have thought?
My phone will go bing, 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 bing. It's like, oh, the boys are thinking of
careful what you wish for.
The phone goes bing, bing, bing. It's 3 a.m.
I want to go to sleep. The greatest ideas come.
Creativity flowing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Crab stuffed halibut. Who thinks about that at 3 o'clock in the morning? Bing, bing, bing.
I think about food off at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, Hector, as we progress throughout the warmer months, June's going to bring some exciting opportunities to the downtown North Platte community.
Yes, sure. So, we're having a music series. We're still working on trying to put some artists, local artists, and also mainly from Nebraska. And so we'll have local artists. Once our kitchen slows down, we'll start music at 8 p.m. But we'll also have some small plate tapas. If you don't know what a tapa is, it's essentially a shareable appetizer. Mm-hmm. Very popular in Argentina. So it's an Argentinian idea, right, of having tapas. And you see it in big cities. Mm-hmm. They go in, there's tapas bars, which is originally what the concept of the Seed Room was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just providing small plates with either empanadas or whatever that people could share. And so we're also working with the bakery down in McCook. Remind me of the name.
Sainert's?
Yep. Sainert's.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, with Jamie down there. So big shout out to Jamie down there. He's working on putting together some different breads and stuff. We brought some sampling, and it's great.
Great.
And again, we encourage a lot of local vendors, folks that produce product, to come in and showcase, and kind of pair up with us and celebrate Nebraska, because Nebraska's great, right?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Mother's Day quickly approaching as well. Trish Amber is our resident mother's in the studio. Yes. I mean, nobody's going to say Happy Mother's Day quite the way that you can at the Cedar Room. Gift cards, reservations, you name it.
Yes. Our bosses are being so kind as to let us mothers off for the day, which will be nice. So we will not be open, but the, you know, the gift cards, I've been seeing so many this week. We've already, I think people are really coming in for those graduation gifts, those Mother's Day. It would be so great for, I would love to get one for Mother's Day, honestly. Oh, absolutely. I mean, hint, hint.
That was very smart, right?
I have a way about me. No, but yeah, come in, make those reservations for your ladies. We'll definitely have a special that week. And, you know, the gift cards are always a great gift for anyone. Maybe. Graduations, Mother's Day, just anything because. Like that. Birthdays, yeah. All the...
We've seen a lot of gals coming in, like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and just having cocktails with a friend. That has been really popular. Four or five ladies just grabbing each other up, saying, hey, let's go to the Cedar Room for a nice cocktail. Like around 4 o'clock, you know, and come in, have a cocktail, relax.
And they close the
then bar. Go pick up, then go pick the kids up from school.
We don't need to tell secrets.
We're not going to name names.
Like, oh, here come my lemon drop girls. You know who you are.
Really popular. I asked Amber that yesterday. I said, we're almost out of lemons. I've got them coming in on the truck. She said, oh, the lemon drop ladies don't come till Friday. We're fine.
It's a great cocktail, though. It's, yeah, I don't blame it's so them, good. But they
surprise me sometimes. Yeah. We got to make sure we got our lemon. Yeah.
The lemon drop ladies are coming.
We do need to wrap up, guys. Anything else you'd like to have this morning?
We've got a great lunch special this week. It's a crispy, spicy chicken sandwich. And then this weekend, we're going to do a braised beef over a gorgonzola mashed potato. Ooh. Almost kind of a pot roast type of thing with some sautéed carrots on the side. So come on in. That meat just falls apart. It's amazing. Oh. Yep.
Mouthwatering.
It is mouthwatering. Yep.
No, and again, as always, Tristan, a huge appreciation to our local community and our I-80 community.
Yeah.
We get so many people that off of I-80 that... our waitresses, BJ and I, now that we have, you know, staff in place for assistant managing, BJ and I are constantly at tables talking to travelers because they want to know about North Platte. So we've become somewhat of an ambassador, maybe a self-appointed ambassador, but that's what we're doing.
Like
now.
The concierge staff over there, huh?
A little bit. A little bit. But no, and thank you for our hoteliers in the area, too. We get a lot of recommendations from them, and we very rarely disappoint.
Good, good. Yeah, I've never been disappointed.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I guess I would say closing time is a little disappointing, right? But what do you do? It comes closer than, or comes faster than what you might
expect. It does. Yeah. You know, some days, I mean, it's like, oh my God, it's already night, you know? But secondarily, just welcome everybody for the summer series. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on downtown. Obviously, we have cocktails to go. Mm-hmm. We're working on a menu. Like I said, it's a walk, let's call it walking food, right? I don't know. You know, so people can come in. Either it's a gourmet mini subs, you know, a trio of gourmet mini subs that we're working with Jamie with. It could be, you know, an Indian taco, things like that'll help people. And then also we're a powwow sponsor, huge in this area. Obviously, we always talk about Buffalo Bill, but there's a huge, you know, Native American population in this area as well. So highly encourage people to attend that. It's fantastic. It's
great celebration.
It's a great celebration, and it's a celebration of family. There's a lot of respect. There's a lot of honor. There's a lot of veterans in there working very closely with Char, who's organizes all this. Poor lady. It's a lot to take on. A
lot of work.
Yeah, summer's coming, guys. Come out and have some cocktails to go if you want to, you know, or come sit at the bar.
Absolutely.
You know, and watch the crafting.
Reservations always available, too. Folks can always go cedarroomne.com, or they can swing into the restaurant or even just call.
Yep, exactly. So just follow us. Follow us on Facebook for updates on who's going to be playing that weekend. If we have some live music, if not, just still come and have some cocktails.
Even if it's not planned, there might be live music. There's musicians everywhere, including our staff, as we were talking about.
Yes. And we've had customers come in here and sing a cappella.
Oh, yeah. Really? It's a good time. You opera. Just never know.
We have opera. We had an opera lady the other day.
Yes, we did.
She belted out. It was somebody's birthday.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth.
Jesus.
Well, she used to be Elizabeth Odell. She was she was back in town.
Okay.
So.
Wow. Yeah. So, and we've had ladies that, you know, impersonate Tina Turner. I mean, the it's voice is so time. Deep and stuff, and it's like, my God, that's a powerful voice. But it's spontaneous. It reminds me almost of an Irish pub.
You know, it's fun.
Spontaneously, yeah. Somebody breaks out. Yeah.
That's accurate. Yeah, I like that.
So it's really cool for us. But we can't appreciate you guys enough for the support that we get. And our team, obviously, BJ and I, every chance we take, have, we talk them up because they are a great team.
Yeah, it's an all-star staff, mm-hmm. That's for yes. sure. Well, Amber, Trish, Hector, always good to see you guys in the studio. Happy early Mother's Day to you lovely ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tristan.
Absolutely.